Does it do?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, it's a lit. We here, man. They know what it is. Everybody know what it is. I'm waiting for my co-host to call in. But first, we're going to start with a little bit of tunes to set the mood. You feel me? To set the mood. Oh man, I just wanna send the moon for y'all niggas.
Yeah. Rap Diablo. Yeah. It's the Rap Diablo. Macho when I drop flows. Bar gets raised up. It's me and Petey Pablo. Colder than gazpacho. Colder than the mano. Rapping head honcho, rocking shows like I was Bono. I go, play a couple keys on the piano. The industry a lie, all the promises were hollow. Follow me, I can show you where we bees at. How'd I get my G pass? None of your fucking beeswax. These raps bring a joint together like a kneecap. Fuck the little eight ball, show me where the keys at. The time continuum, Mortal Kombat finish them. Trying to find a balance, reaching for my equilibrium. Fools, I pity them. I'm not a human, I'm amphibian. Fake superhero like the Mystery Man. I ain't saving nothing. I'm getting faded till the angels come and skipping all the famous functions. How do the famous function? The A-list can't be trusted. I strong arm them like I play the trumpet. The bottom barrel of society. I tell my bitch if she don't love me, then just lie to me. I'm finer than the winery. Take it from the rich, this is piracy. Finally, I don't even need my fucking eyes to see. Come and die with me. Cause everybody got dead homies. Said everybody got dead homies. Yeah, said everybody got dead homies. Said everybody got dead homies. Okay, my mind is Yoda, I'm on Ayatollah. These other rappers just a diet soda. I find Jehovah in the darkest places, empty as apartment basements. This a marathon, gentlemen, go ahead and start the races. Save the coffin spaces. You'll come up missing, tell your bitches you've been tripping, now you on vacation. Rapping like it's automated, lights I keep them on like Vegas. Lava making, so hot I'm turning hog to bacon. Only God can save them, I heard the monsters made them. I ain't a star, I'm way farther with the constellations. Contemplating suicide like it's a DVD. Lost inside my mind, it's a prison, homie, leave me be. You can see me bleed, I be with the freaks and geeks. Bitch, I never miss a beat, I'm Charlie Conway, Triple D. Gordon Bombay in these streets, ballin' like I'm pistol beat. Been a beast, every word I spit rewriting history. Look at what you did to me, look at what you did to me. Running to the underworld with guns and set the sinners free. No bitches in my circle, I'm gonna show you the commercial. I've been popping like a colonel, reading Justin Bieber's journal. Treat you like a urinal. Yo. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, you know who isn't here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he'll be on in 6 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Well, I just want to start by saying that if anybody wants to call in to talk, the number is 516-666-8427. Repeat that again, 516-666-8427 if you're listening on your computer. Thank you for tuning in to One Guy, Two Jerks. Today we'll be talking about gangs, and we'll also be talking about the no snitching policy in the black community or impoverished communities in general, because it's not always a black community, so it's, you know, people of color. So my first question I'd like to pose to our team and to everybody out there is, have you been in a gang before? Have you been gang-affiliated? And what was that like? So, Payne, I would like to know, have you ever been in a gang?
I was in a gang.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. In high school. Briefly.
For how long is briefly? Like 2 months?
Like a semester.
That's crazy. How'd you get in? You got jumped in?
Well, I started it. I was the founder of said gang.
Oh, my God. What a waste of time.
To make a long story short, it was almost like the Monday Night Wars. What happened was a bunch of me and some of my classmates got expelled from the same school. So they, when you get expelled from a school in the district, they put you in the worst district in the school. So they put us in Evander Childs, and it was seven. It was about six or seven of us, and it was like us against the school. So we called ourselves the Magnificent Seven. And then other kids that was already in that school wanted to roll with us because we fought a lot. So then we became the Magnificent Ones. And that pretty much lasted for the rest of the school year. I went to that, I got to that school after the Christmas vacation. So I came to that school probably in February and stayed till Easter break. Whenever Easter break is over, that's like March or April. So I was there from like March till June. And, you know, it was just, but it was a necessary thing because that school was like.
It was unnecessary or unnecessary? I didn't know what you said.
It was a necessary thing, a very necessary thing because, like I said, we were new in the school and we were going to be like food.
Yeah,
on top
true.
Of the fact that it was ninth grade, so that's like freshman shit, and it was just like
yeah,
we needed,
you're
you know.
A freshman, and you're in the first grade, and y'all new to the school at the same time, because other freshmen gonna want to whack that ass too.
Right, so that's how that all started. But in terms of like, you know, Crips and Bloods and things like that, now I always thought, I always had my own opinions about those kind of gangs, but so that's what it is. Our max number, I think, was something like 15.
Was the gang active outside of the school?
Yeah, we would go to like other schools and beat up kids that we thought were tough. We never jumped them though. We would like pick one of us. It would be like your turn to go knock him out, and that's.
Oh my god! You ever played a knockout game?
No, but you know what? First of all, let me just say, this generation keeps changing things that were already cool before this generation came. You made a new Harlem Shake. Now there's a new Running Man. The knockout game to us was, could you punch somebody in the face with one punch and drop them? Not, you didn't need participation from the person that was going to get knocked out. Me and you would just be walking down the street, and I'd say, Carlos, then you can knock him out? And you'd say, yeah. And I'd say, no, you can't. You say, yes, I can. I said, no, you can't. And then you'd go do it.
Isn't that what the knockout game is now?
No, this knockout game was like, hold your breath, count to 10, let me push you in your chest, and then hit you.
I'm talking about the knockout game that Brooklyn niggas play. When they're walking with their friends, they go, oh, you see him? Knock him out. And they're trying to knock that nigga out.
Oh, so that's like, oh, so, you know, all things come around. Oh, yeah, so, no, I haven't played it. You know, it's been a while. Probably last time I played it was, I was like, maybe 25.
What? That's too old. That's way too old to be playing games like that. Damn. Oh, man. I was hoping that shit was going to be done for me. I'm 21 now. I was hoping that niggas were going to stop trying to press me on the street.
Yeah, well, the problem that I had and the problem that you may run into is that when I was 25, I still looked 19. I had no facial hair, and it was rough, like 24, 25. So I would run into, like, 19 and 20-year-olds that would be like, you know, and as you know, I always walked around with, like, a book bag or a knapsack. So, you know, it would be like these big basketball player 19-year-olds, like, yo, what you looking at, yo? And I'm like, yo, my God, man. Really?
So what? That's my least favorite thing. That's my least. Yo, what you looking at? What are you looking at? And if you answer them honestly, they just get tight.
Yeah, you probably don't remember this. You were like three, right? So you and I were on the train, and like a whole high school of kids get on the train, and they can't really see you. They're like crushing you against my leg. So I take my arm and I push one because I say, "Yo, my son's right here." He's like, "So, move that nigga."
I should have smoked him. I wish I heard that. I wish I was talking English way better at three. I would have smoked that nigga. I would have smoked him.
So, you know, because you was with me, he kept all his teeth. He should, wherever he is today, he should thank you for having all his choppers. But, yeah, I used to run into situations. I used to run into situations like that all the time, but it was very much because of how I looked. And people would look at me and not think that I was. I run into that now. Like, even on Facebook, people see you and be like, how old are you? I had them when I was 9.
I always found gangs to be a very hilarious, very homosexual thing.
Being
growing
gangster?
Up. being in a gang, not being, I feel like being gangster is not being in a gang and still fucking niggas up and doing what you gotta do and still shooting niggas by yourself. I think that's gangster. I think being in a gang and having protection and just having a bunch, like my Uncle Raymond, who you know personally, I remember when I was like seven years old, we were living in the Bronx on like Longfellow, and he became a Blood. And he's like talking all this shit about blood, brother, love, and how blood's gotta love it. Like, it's like the acronym was like brothers love our own like dicks or some shit. It was some other shit. And he was like, and he was just saying like, I was just like, this is gay. Like, I was like, seven. I was like, do you guys get like girls together? It's like, no, we go out, we bang on niggas. And I was like, wait, so it's just a bunch of dudes who go meet up with other dudes and y'all just tussle.
And was your Uncle Raymond the motivation for your niggas track?
No. And then we moved to New Jersey, he became a Crip, which is hilarious.
And then after that, he became anti-gay and like went to war with the Bloods and the Crips, which was funny. My thing about gangs is, in their origin, it was more about a community of men bonding together to get things done. Whether they didn't trust the police in the neighborhood to police their neighborhood, or they wanted to protect their neighborhood from the police, that was the original reason why the Bloods started. The Bloods were to police their own neighborhood, and then crack came along and kind of changed the temperament of things into violence, because the whole thing over turf, that only became an issue because of drugs.
You think so?
A lot of people. No, that's a fact. A lot of people, I mean, I'm not saying that Crips and Bloods used to sing Kumbaya, but I'm saying at the level of violence, but they don't. They go hand in hand with the level of violence that was going on in South Central Los Angeles between the Crips and the Bloods and the crack epidemic. Because now the turf is, you know, valuable. Because you over here, where I do my business at. So now I'm going to shoot you. You standing on my corner, I'm going to shoot you. It just so happened you got a blue bandana on, I got a red one on, but we both sell drugs in the same community. Like, it's all, you know, usually these gangs are in low-income, high-crime neighborhoods. So it's not that much space anyway. Like, your turf and my turf is probably a block away from each other.
So what are the pros? What are the pros to being in a gang?
Okay, you have some people who don't have the gumption or the courage to stick up for themselves in the face of adversity. You also have people who are in communities where everyone else is clanned up, you know? So if he's a Latin king and he's a Blood and you just walking around on your own, you fool for everybody. So if you join in a gang for some level of protection, or maybe a lot of guys that join gangs do so because they don't have any kind of male figures to look up to. So these gangs become like a substitute for their family, a substitute for brotherhood, a substitute for father figures. So in those cases, I guess that's a pro for those individuals, but most people that join gangs, real gangs, because first, let me make a difference between West Coast Bloods and East Coast Bloods. So when I'm talking about that aspect, I mean like real gangs, not like Crips and Bloods from New York.
Wait, why are Crips and Bloods from New York not real gangs compared to West Coast?
First of all, those gangs started in California and more in the West. The Bloods and the Crips started in the West Coast and in Chicago, and like they moved towards the Midwest. The only reason the rest of the country started hearing about these gangs like this was because of prison. Because everybody from everywhere would get into prison, and in prison there's also a necessity for protection. So a lot of times when brothers went to jail, they would become Muslim or something like that, whether it would be for protection or whether because they were trying to straighten their lives out. But a lot of times it was for protection. And then, you know, as these guys in the 80s, again, you got all of these big-time gang leaders and killers. Now they're going to prison. And if you go, if you stay in prison long enough in certain like if you're a drug dealer and go to jail, sooner or later other drug dealers you know or you'll see them. So if you're a gangster and you're in jail, sooner or later you're going to start seeing some of your boys and some of your enemies in prison. So that same element.
Hold on one second. I would just like to welcome Ruger Capone into the building and let everybody know that Ruger Capone is here, everybody.
Ruger, what it is?
Yo,
this
good?
Nigga got a siren in the background.
Yo,
like,
he got his own intro music. I'm mad now.
He got the
ambulance
coming in.
I'm mad. You know
when Ruger in the building. Oh, my
you
God.
You know it's an emergency when I come through.
You know that's a fire happening. Oh, my God. Nah, Payne was explaining, was talking about gang spreading throughout from the west to the east coast.
Yeah, so basically the rest of the country got indoctrinated into that lifestyle because of prison. So when you started seeing, like, in the mid and late 90s, even in the early 2000s, we started seeing all of these teenagers and kids in New York and in the boroughs talking about they were Crips and Bloods. It was only because you had people that was either coming out of jail that had learned about it, or they just heard, you know, they picked it up in prison. And then it's like you came to now you come into Brooklyn, you're going to start your own sect of the Bloods. Because Bloods in California probably don't know who the hell you are. Who the hell are you?
But at the same time, it's about getting your respect out there and getting your name out on the streets. But which is not understood is why we can't just work positively and get respect. You got to be negative in bad environments to prosper, which doesn't make sense. Usually, I felt like I understand more if the gangs was more for drug money, you know, to help the profit and shit like that, you know, because at the end of the day, people got to survive. But most of this violence is just to get a name and just get yourself somewhere where it's not even that stupid to me.
Were you ever involved in a gang or involved with gang members?
Pause. But I know some gang members. I wasn't involved. Well, I know. Like, almost everybody's a fucking gang member nowadays, to be honest. But
yeah, I'm in the,
gang. What gang you in?
Yeah, I'm in the gang. We go around, we like, you feel me, we do a lot of graffiti, and it's mostly graffiti, and we beat other niggas up who are in different gangs that we don't fuck with. We're called the Algebra Bros. We graffiti math problems that are unsolvable onto walls, and if you solve it, then you're part of the gang. But if you don't, and I see you trying to solve our shit, then we gonna fuck you up with meter sticks.
But do you have to tag, like, the answer and shit like that?
You just tag the problem. If niggas solve it, then they end the game. But if you catch a nigga fucking it up while he's solving it, it's slow for him. Yo, I just want to say that if you want to talk to one of us, all you gotta do is press the number one, and you will be invited into to talk to us about gang violence. I always just found gangs to be a real scary and very scary and very inconveniencing for my life. Like, I remember, like, being younger and just really paying attention to what colors I was wearing and where I was going.
Yeah, it was the blow back in the day.
It's just the blow, because red and blue are fire colors, and you just can't. They're like the two firest colors. Like, niggas dead took the, like, if Bloods and Crips took like yellow and magenta, I'd be lit, I'd be fine. But niggas dead took the two firest colors and was like, It's slow for you. If I catch you wearing one of these, you either in trouble or in a slightly bigger trouble.
Superman must piss both gangs off.
I feel like, honestly, they need to make a new gang. A new gang that's about really, like, just helping the world. And you know what that is? That's the Marines.
Black Panthers?
The Marines.
The Marines are not about helping the world. You got the wrong group. Black
Marines
Panthers
is about global domination for the United States of America.
Which, to be honest, I'm all for, because we need to stop all this being different country shit. We need to really become one country, and America seems like the country that's going to do it. We all need to be one big country. One big planet.
You know what?
One
the only people, the only group of people that's comfortable with that shit is Americans. Because it's going to be one world America, that's why. Like, if it was going to be a whole world of Korea, nobody would feel that way here. But everybody's like, yo, there's going to be McDonald's in Alaska, I'm with it. But there already is McDonald's in Alaska, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that wasn't a good word. But what I will say is this. I'm talking about industrializing and building skyscrapers all over the world. I'm talking about all of the world.
Right now too. Shout out to him.
What's fuck that nigga. Yo, so what else?
I don't think that's true.
Ready as an argument? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, stop having other conversations while you're on the radio show. So that shit is rude and niggas is dead trying to talk. Like I was saying, nah, I feel like a whole planet that is underneath one government and is completely developed and everywhere has great agriculture and developed. Like, the only reason America not helping out most countries is because they haven't pledged their allegiance to the flag. And honestly, it's not that big of a deal because you're flag, like, if you're blind and you live in like Saudi Arabia and you touch your flag and then you touch an American flag, you can't tell the difference. So just pledge. But if you pledge allegiance to one of them, you're gonna eat way better because
America is even not sitting around waiting for anyone to pledge allegiance to anything.
We're not waiting.
Fact,
we're making them pledge allegiance.
It's being on the subject of gangs. America is the gang of the world.
Yeah, shit is lit. That's my gang right there, America. I got jumped in. Niggas fucked me up my whole life.
I fuck with America, but then at the same time, it's like this shit is kind of getting a little harder for a brother out here. If you feel me, like, they really need to get rid of taxes. Honestly, pause. But they need to get rid of taxes. That's how I'm feeling. If they got rid of taxes, this country would dead ass be lit.
How you gonna get rid of taxes? Then how you gonna pay for roads and the police and fire alarms?
If they get rid of taxes, I would join the military and I would kill for them.
What you do is you let every state govern their own self and let every state deal with coming up with their own revenue to take care of their own states and roads and prisons and shit.
Some states do that. Some states don't have. When you go to buy food in a store, there's no tax. Or when you go to a restaurant, there's no tax. Or when you buy clothes, there's no tax.
No, but I'm talking about without there being a United States government. I'm talking about every state governing itself independently.
That's
of trash. The other one.
I love. You don't like being a superpower. You don't like knowing that you kind of. Only people who could attack me are other white Americans. And that's fine, to be honest, because compared to, like, what Muslim niggas want to do to us in other countries, that's lit.
No, because my dream was always to have, like, two or three nigga states.
Nah, that's
two
trash.
Two or three,
that's trash, because they're going to bomb us and blame it on Koreans. We're going to all be in one place and they're going to murk us all at once. That's trash.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I said it's a dream. No, you're absolutely right.
That's a nightmare.
No, you're absolutely right, but, you know, still.
And I'm not trying to be in three states where everywhere I go, somebody's going, yo, you talk, yo, you act wild white. You act wild white. You reading a book? You reading a book right now? You white ass nigga.
Nah, because it'll be a borough. It'll be a city in every state for niggas who talk like that. And like Wayne Brady will be the governor, the mayor of one of them.
DMX could be the mayor of one of them.
Those. Stacey, I'm talking about something. He's going to have a high crime rate, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
That's racist.
Name one area that's black, I mean, culturally black, full of black, that does not really have a high crime rate.
But there's that's ran by black people.
Yeah, what Payne is describing is a place that's culturally black. And it's also,
I mean, like, all the police are black. The judges are black. Your legal aid lawyers are black. Everybody's black.
The people who's hiring you are black. The people who's firing you are black.
Your landlord is black.
The CEOs are black.
Everybody black.
But we become a superpower too quickly. because everything we make would be super lit. Nigga trying to make a super Atlanta.
Light skin niggas gotta run the whole shit.
Light skin niggas
gotta get their own city too. They get their own city too.
on the shady side of town, so they don't have to be in the sun and get dark.
So light skin.
Steph Curry Lane.
Oh my god.
Why would we have to get our own? Like,
Drake Drive.
Drake Drive.
Well,
Steph Curry Boulevard. Can't be with us because y'all gonna act funny. Y'all gonna act funny and think y'all better than everybody else, and all our bitches gonna think that too. And it's not lit for that. It's not lit for that. I'm not trying to have a bunch of girls be on a bunch of light skinned niggas' dicks and take them back to light skinville. But the thing is, light skinned niggas gonna go extinct because light skinned niggas only exist because white people somewhere somehow were dipping their penises in black people.
You would have to keep breeding with light skinned chicks. Like, they would have to ban dark skinned chicks because it would be a wrap.
Yeah, so slowly we just make you all darker. And then if y'all just kept breeding with only light skinned people, everybody would just become inbred and just be a group of retarded light skinned niggas like we have now. I haven't met a smart light skinned nigga.
Obama's light skinned.
Obama's not light skinned. Obama is brown skinned. Obama and me are the same complexion.
I can't
pull this nigga
out
right now.
He's
not dark, he's brown.
So what does brown go under then? Don't tell me brown.
That's
is
me,
his own
nigga,
thing.
I'm brown skin. You light. Oh, not Barack Obama
is
type
is
light skin. I'm looking at him right now. This nigga's a little tangerine.
Yep. Obama. Like, come on.
Barack Obama. I just googled him. He a little light skin.
We got Obama.
He's not light skin.
He is.
He's a little light skin.
Drake is light skin.
Drake is high light skin.
I'm looking
like
at this article. Nah, he's not level 7. Drake is like level 3 light skin.
Steph Curry is light skin.
Yeah, that's a level 7 light skin.
Level 8. He's level 8.
Level 5 is the highest level of light skin you could possibly be.
But look at them threes he be making.
Mariah Carey is light skin.
She's level 10.
So I'm looking at this article right here in the Miami New Times. It says, "The stop snitching culture must end before the Black Lives Matter protests can win."
Honestly, we might have to repeat that in some like different form because I did not.
So what they're saying is in order for Black Lives Matter to win and to win over our government and to win protests and to get more indictments of police officers, in order for Black Lives Matter to make a real impact in this country, we need to stop the no snitching culture that black people have amongst themselves. In order for Black Lives Matter to win.
So you're
a firm believer in no snitching?
Yes.
Why?
You ever got tattletales on?
What?
You ever got tattletales on? Somebody ever told on you when you were younger?
Tattletailing is different than snitching. Tattletailing is, he took my Starburst. Oh, you tattletailing, blah, blah, blah. Handle that yourself, you a kid. What's different is if me and you and Payne go out one night, and you and Payne are both drunk, and y'all niggas are driving, and y'all hit somebody with the car, and I'm in the car, and the cop's like, "Yeah, so it was your car, and you got the same name, so you must have did it." And I go, "Yeah, I guess I must have did it." And then I go to jail for murdering somebody because I didn't want to snitch. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about putting one of y'all under the bus for me.
You just say it wasn't me, but I don't know who did it.
Type of shit is that? Nigga, I know who did it. I'm pointing my finger. If anybody say anything over 10 days, I'm pointing my finger. I'm not being in prison for longer than an hour. That's why I don't do nothing that could ever be illegal. Because niggas not going to catch me and be like, "Oh, you snitched on the squad. Niggas is after you. Fuck out of here." Because I did not shoot that old lady in the face. Nigga shot that old lady in the face 7 times and I was standing right next to her. And I'm going to prison? That nigga don't do shit for me. He don't pay my bills. He don't do nothing for me. I'm not. You going to prison. That's slow. And you getting raped. I'm not getting raped for you. It's over for that. It's over. I'm not getting raped, man. That shit is trash.
You ain't gonna feel bad.
So you telling me this. So there's a girl. So let me paint a picture for you. There's a girl who you think is OD bad. OD bad. Right? You love her. You've been in love with her ever since you first moved into the neighborhood. Right? Now you meet these niggas and they up to no good, but they the only niggas who fuck with you in the hood. So y'all are chilling. She walking down a block. Two of these niggas rape her off the rip. They just rape her. You don't do nothing. You don't touch her.
Everybody can see. They just start
in an alley. They just grab her. They scoop her into the alley. They scoop her into an alley. They scoop her into the alley. They scoop her to the alley. Listen, nah, they just pull the pants down a little bit. They scoop her into the alley. They rape her.
That's hard.
Throw her back out. They bring out niggas to a lineup. The only nigga she recognized is you, because all the other niggas she didn't recognize before, because you used to talk to her and try to woo her. She only recognized you. She points you out and be like, yeah, he was there. They come and go, yo, we can't find anybody else. So you're going to go down for this rape. You're going to go down for this rape, and you're going down for 25 years for raping this girl. And you love her, and you didn't even get none of the pussy. None of it. And they raped her. So you're going to be like, all right, I'm going to take this 25 years like a G.
You speak to your lawyer, you know, where's the evidence that's stating that I was there, you know, besides her saying a lot of people.
They got camera footage of you there.
Wait, so I was standing there watching them rape her? Like, that's what you're trying to tell me? Why would I be watching somebody rape somebody? I'm leaving.
He said he's leaving. You're not going to save her? You're not going to take her with you? Niggas, I'm leaving.
I mean, if niggas are gonna rape some girl in the alley, they definitely gonna kill somebody in that alley also.
I've never killed anybody.
Really. You're killing somebody's pride if you rape them.
I'm killing that ass.
It's the same thing. Honestly, I feel like, I don't know any scenario where I'll be with three guys. Like, I kind of stand like, it's going to lead to it. Nobody going to just jump. Like, yo, like, they just already know the plan to rape her in the alley. They going to probably...
Yeah, now they've been plotting for a week. They've been plotting for a week.
For me to be in the discussion and involved, and I like her, why would my dumb ass sit there and be like, well, all right, if y'all going to rape her and shit, then all right, I'm going to just watch.
Shit happened too fast, if you was drunk... If niggas bought three bottles of Henny and all y'all bodied it, and then two niggas who was the rowdiest ones... Yeah, Henny straight. And two of them was just like, yo, we raped her. She was coming down the block. It was a spur of the moment thing. Like, yo, grab her. They grabbed her and took her into the alley. And you was already sitting in the alley drinking. And niggas, you're like, oh, shit. And by the time you try to get up, it's already done. By the time you try to stand up, your legs are wobbly. You can't get up. It's already done. You just, you feel me? They raped you too, in a sense. What if niggas raped you? What would you do? If niggas dead raped you, if three niggas raped you, what would you do? You not snitching?
No, I'm not snitching.
You not snitching? That's gay. I'm sorry. That's pause.
You gotta rape
on
the back.
Nah, I'm taking time out. I'm going to the kitchen for a second. I'm taking time out.
Or don't get raped. Don't allow them to slip none of your drink. How am I getting raped by three men out of nowhere in the street? Like, nowadays, like, I'm not.
Maybe you was in Greenwich Village.
At night or daytime? Because I'm screaming. I'm not going to snitch, but I'm going to scream.
You rather scream than snitch?
Yeah, rapist? Everybody going to look down that alley after that. Somebody else is going to snitch, hopefully. But I'm not going to snitch. But somebody else is going to snitch and save me. I'm not going to snitch. I'm going to just make it obvious that I'm going to not dry snitch, but like just bring attention to what's going on. Because I'm not going to just go in the alley and get raped and be mad quiet about it. That's pause. I'm going to scream for help. And then once they see I'm screaming, they probably going to stop.
Damn, son. Nigga said if niggas rape me, I'm not snitching. So what you going
to
do?
Don't try to have the viewers think I'm the nigga getting raped only. What if one of y'all got raped?
I'm snitching and I'm hurting niggas.
What about you, Payne?
If you got raped,
I would never get raped.
That's not true. You can't say that. What if you got roofied?
Four brolic niggas. You in the bar. The bartender just cuts the light and four.
It's not happening.
Grab you up to the bathroom real quick.
It's not happening.
What you
going to
do?
That's why your name is Payne, because niggas be inflicting mad pain on you. Niggas be doing mad damage to your stats.
They be bringing her pain. They be giving her.
Oh, I'm gonna get you.
That's like a nickname, pain in the ass.
I'm dead.
I would never get raped because I don't have an anus.
Now you full of shit.
So that's why I didn't want to be that explicit, but that's why it could never happen to me.
So you get roofied and four niggas dead shoved they beef in your mouth. What are you going to do?
What happened?
What if they put your dick in their ass? What if they put something down your pee hole like a toothpick? What
you
gonna
have
do?
To be erect.
Nah, you gotta be erect.
I really feel like you put way too much thought into this rape.
I'm not putting any thought into it. This comes naturally to me.
Now, what you coming up with apparatuses? You said put a straw down my. That took thought.
I said a toothpick.
Don't lie.
I said a toothpick. I said
yeah,
somebody
that
put the
took thought.
In.
Well, what
that
would
wasn't
you
freestyle.
Do it for,
what would
you
do if somebody sexually violated
you?
You
in the bathroom at McDonald's. You just ate a Big Mac. You got a shit. Nah, Taco Bell.
Listen, if I tell you what I would do, I'd be snitching
and
on myself.
Bro.
You gonna murder somebody.
They kick in your stall. They just kick in your stall. You on the toilet shitting. They kick in your stall, grab you. And they rape you shitty button all. Still rape you. What you gonna do?
I don't go to the stall because I don't shit because I don't have an anus.
Now you're
throwing
full of crap.
Out your mouth. You throwing up.
I talk that shit. I talk that shit.
And just mouth rape you in the bathroom stall.
No, nobody's gonna mouth rape me because then they're gonna be turned into a female instantly.
Wait, you gonna bite the dick?
Pause. You gonna bite the dick and drink it?
You guys really need to spit time alone.
Cause if you spit it out, you know, he could get his dick back and he could just get it sewed up. And the others then could just, I guess, I don't know. That dude, I mean, once you bite somebody's dick off, I guess the raping stops there. It sounds like it should stop there.
I feel like nowhere in the promo were we going to be, did we say we were going to talk about anal rape?
Come on, gangs and no snitching. And most
of the
most
snitching.
You're going to
snitch. You're not trying to put yourself in a scenario.
Because that wouldn't happen to me.
All right. How about this? You home, right? You home?
All right.
And let's say you're not home. Let's say it's you and me, and we go out, right?
Okay.
And let's say we went somewhere cool, like we went to Dave and Buster's, and we got drinks and played my arcade games. And somebody came up to me with a ski mask on. They took a silencer and shot me in the face, and then you saw them running away, and you saw what they looked like. And the cops came and like, "Hey, you saw which way he went? You saw which way he went?" You'd be like, "Nah."
Well, if I saw his face, why would I need the police for?
Nah,
you
didn't see
don't
his face. You saw him running away.
You saw the back of his head.
You saw his outfit, and me and you were both playing one of those games where we got.
I saw the back of his head and his outfit.
While he was running away.
I don't know what he looks like.
You saw his outfit, he saw the back of his head. And the police was like...
Because if I don't know what he looked like, what am I talking to the cops about?
They're going to say, do you know which way he ran? And you're going to be like, nah, I don't. I don't know.
Word. I'm like, I don't know.
What the fuck?
I got a bad scenario because... Because you're not putting good scenarios, bro.
Your scenarios are lit. First of all, let me tell you the true definition of snitching.
Let me tell you the true definition of snitching.
Because if you're looking out your window and you see a dude abduct a little kid off their tricycle and throw him in the car and you saw the license plate and the car make and you call the police, you're not snitching. That's just stupid. Snitching is this. That's not snitching. That's stupid.
I'm gonna look up snitching right now. Urban Dictionary.
Stopping the crime. That's a snitch. That's snitching.
That's not snitching.
That's not snitching.
Look.
If any crime happens, you got two choices in life. You could either be Superman or you could be the person that calls Superman. And if you call Superman, you a snitch.
That's not snitching.
Yo,
not a snitch.
snitch.
I'm gonna tell you.
Snitch is to inform on someone. If you inform on somebody, you snitching. It's slow.
That's not snitching. Yep. That's not snitching.
So,
that's not snitching.
Snitch. The definition of snitch by Merriam-Webster. A person who tells someone.
Yeah, Merriam-Webster never been in these streets.
Hold on, I'm going to do Urban Dictionary afterwards. A simple definition of snitch by Merriam-Webster.
The dude who wrote the Urban Dictionary is Caucasian.
No, because people who write in Urban Dictionary are consumers. Like, I
Black people who be in the streets, they don't upload definitions.
No matter. I don't be
on
in the streets.
On Urban Dictionary.
I don't
Wait,
be
I
in the
got
streets.
A question. I have a question.
Niggas.
I have a question.
I still
I
snitch
question.
On niggas. I'm not even in these streets, so it don't matter. Cause I know what a snitch is better than you because I snitch more than you, and I'm in these streets.
This is
life.
What snitching is. I'm going to tell you what snitching is right now.
I have a question after that, too. Well, I have a question first.
If me, you, and Ruga go rob a bank, and only I get caught, and they say, who was with you when you robbed this bank? Because they don't fucking know at all. And I say, Carlos and Ruga was with me. Here's where they live. This what they look like. I'm a snitch.
I'm telling on y'all, too. I'm telling on y'all, too. I'm telling, too. I'm telling, too. I'm not the only one who got caught because y'all didn't make sure. Because y'all didn't make sure. Y'all asses made sure y'all got away. Y'all asses made sure I was there to do the robbery, but y'all didn't make sure I got out with y'all. I'm snitching.
You're
I'm snitching because you did not
out
make
sure.
Oh, so now I watch out for myself. So how can we? I didn't rob the bank by myself. So we all robbed the bank together. But when it came to getting arrested, it was me. It was now I'm by myself. But when it came
Yo,
to
the
get,
plan
I'm,
is
I'm,
always
I'm,
the plan is
I'm,
always whatever the plan is. Getting away is
grab,
you on your own.
If I grab the most, I bet you. If I grab the most, if we all robbed the bank and you grab $5,000 and I grab $20,000 and Ruga grabbed $10,000, when we bought it back, I bet you we splitting that money three ways. So we definitely splitting this blame three ways. If I get caught the most, it's slow. I don't care.
I have a question. You know how they got
everything.
Those signs. If you see a suspicious package on the train or whatnot, right?
Yeah, girl say my package is very suspicious.
I wanted to know, have you seen somebody drop off a suspicious package, like a big, like, bomb-looking book bag or some shit like that? I don't know what bomb-looking book bag look like, but you just see gasoline fuel or some shit leaking out of that shit. Like, that shit's soon to blow.
I'm out. I'm telling everybody to bounce.
If somebody spots it, right, they spot it, and you've seen the guy's face, and you tell him, is that snitching still?
Yeah, snitching. I'm doing it. I'm a pro advocate.
Because in that situation, you might have to snitch because that's a terrorist and you have to save people's lives. But at the same time,
but you don't have to save people's lives when Bobby Shmurda pulled up in a car and let out mad bullets in an open crowd in front of a club. You're not saving lives then because it's black lives. That's why I'm saying the black lives. That's why when an article says the Black Lives Matter movement can only make progress if the no snitching stops. Because you're like that, because people see like, oh, it's a terrorist, and you got to save lives on the train. But niggas be out here killing other black children all the time. And niggas like, nah, that's snitching. My nigga did that drill. My nigga did that drive-by. I'm not going to snitch on my nigga, even though he killed a little kid.
It is trash. Like, you know, when it's innocent people, that's sad. But if it's an intended target, you don't know what's the surrounding reason why they are beefing or having anything with
everybody,
each other. So
everybody's innocent
like
because everybody's just a product of their environment. Unless you're a fucking psychopath. If I'm killing if somebody's a serial killer and I know they kill people and they rape people and I'm killing them, I'm a vigilante. But if somebody owe me $5 and I murder them, clearly their life isn't worth $5. And I'm also a menace to society because that means the next nigga I buy a soda for, his life is in jeopardy. The next nigga, I'm mad thirsty, bro. You give me a snap. Yeah, you gonna pay me back? Yeah, bro, of course. Next time I see that nigga and I pop on him, like, yo, where my $1.50 at? Hey, bro, I don't got it right now. So I just brought. Nah, pop, pop, pop. I'm clearly a menace to society. I be giving niggas gifts. People I grew up with, I be doing favors for them and then killing them when I need the money back. That shit is trash. What kind of community is this? Shit is trash. And I'm not supposed to tell. I'm telling on that nigga.
They let you know not to owe money and not to play with people's money.
But what if somebody offered to give you $5 and then they kill you?
I got you, bro. That's not the same shit.
That happens all the time.
Would you snitch if they put your life in jeopardy? Like, basically, they knew.
I'm snitching all the time, regardless. I'm always snitching. I'm never not telling on somebody.
I got the perfect scenario, right?
Let's go.
Would you snitch, right? And they told you that they would kill everybody in your crib,
on some, not even just kill them, like they gonna record it on some like movie shit. And
you, when they say that, yeah, when they say that to me, first best believe that once I make the once the crime happens, wherever I go, my phone is on record the entire time. I'm letting it be known. And then when I talk to these niggas after the crime happens, and they go, "Yo, if you snitch, you'll be killing your family, right?" I'm bringing that to the police, and I'm pressing play, and they're gonna hear that. I'm like, "I want my family witness protection right now. I want to, before I leave this room, I want six officers at my house putting my family witness protection." And if that don't happen, and while I'm talking to the police officer, I'm recording that too. And if my family get killed, then I'm cashing out, and I'm suing the state of New York for not protecting them, and I'm cashing out, and I'm moving out of the city. I'm leaving. It's slow. I'm snitching and I'm getting this bread at the same time. You can't stop me. I'm telling on everybody. You can't stop me. You can't.
The only thing I really feel like, which is more annoying about snitching to me, is when people all doing the same crime and they dumbass get caught and they got to tell on the world. Like, that shit is corny. Because you was doing the same shit, you just wasn't as slick as I am. So that shit is more annoying. I hate people like that.
We have a caller who wants to talk talk to us. Today we're talking about gangs and no snitching. I want to remind everybody, if you're listening on your computer right now, to call in. It is 516-666-8427. And if you want to talk to us, then after you call the number, you press the number 1 and you'll be in our queue. 850, your mic is now open.
Hi people. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. How you been?
I'm wonderful. Hi, Carlos the Fourth.
What's going on?
Nothing. So I want to say something, all right, because I saw the title of the show, and it's called No Snitching. I feel like no snitching is both smart and stupid, all right? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a place and time for everything, right? So I feel like if somebody just died and it was due to gang violence, especially like if it was a little shorty, like if it was a kid, like I feel like I would snitch. Now I would probably want to be put in like some sort of protective custody if it was like extra dangerous. But like I would snitch. Right, like, so, like, I would snitch, you know, and, like, other things, like, you know, like, other, like, horrendous crimes. Now, sometimes, no snitching is good because we just need to stick together, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody got a come-up, and the come-up ain't necessarily hurt in the community, it's just, like, a come-up, then what you snitching for? Mind your business, you know what
would
I mean?
You-
like,
that's different. That's different. That's different. I'm talking about crimes committed against other people that are violent, that hurt another human being. Because I feel like that person is going to continue to hurt other people.
Definitely.
Because people who hurt people don't just stop hurting people out of nowhere. They definitely just keep hurting people. I'm telling on you because you trash. But if you sit here and like if you find a brick of cocaine on the side of the road and you flip that shit or sell it to a different distributor, I'm not going. Nigga, if you find 12 bricks like OG Macko, I'm not going to snitch on you. That's not really a crime to me. Drugs aren't a crime.
I totally agree.
What the fuck do you mean? Drugs are.
I don't think drugs are. Drugs are a crime in America because they want to incarcerate black people, and they understand that impoverished people use drugs more often, and they keep us poor, and they keep us drug dependent, and that's why it's a crime. In other countries like Finland and Switzerland, drug use are rehabilitated.
Right now, like that stuff, that ain't none of my business. Like that type of stuff ain't none of your business.
Just because he's saying it powerful don't mean it's right.
I know, Matt. I'm saying
it's
powerful.
I feel like that type of stuff ain't none of your business, though. That's two different things. Like that is it's just not relevant enough for you to be like, oh,
it is two different things.
Person,
I agree with that.
This person over here is selling kilos. It's just it's not relevant enough. Like people do shady stuff all the time. Like you could be in corporate America and totally be doing something that doesn't have anything to do with narcotics or anything like that and be doing some crazy stuff. Like that's not my business. But when it comes to like heinous crimes, like crimes that are killing people, like the Fifth said, it's like You commit one crime. It's not like they're gonna be like, oh, I just had to kill this one shorty. I'm not gonna kill nobody else, so don't snitch on me. It never happens like that. I mean, unless it's like a crime of passion, but even those happen more times than not because still you crazy enough to kill somebody because you can't have them. That means you're gonna kill the next person you can't have. So it's like this is never a time where you really think about something like that, and that's like the first and last time that they're gonna kill somebody. Other than that, mind your business. You selling coke out your apartment? That ain't my business. You selling your coochie
until
out
you
your apartment?
Until you sell coke to one of my babies.
That ain't my
if
business.
Sell coke to, if not, if you sell coke to one of my kids, it's over for you. If you sell coke to my
exactly.
If I know you're selling coke and
now
I say, yo, don't
just,
sell coke to none of my kids or none of my family members. You start selling coke to
exactly.
My family members.
Exactly.
I'm snitching.
It's a time. It's a time, and a place.
You know how many problems start just from people having little altercations and everything from and whatnot due to money problems over narcotics? Because of the fact that it's not a set price for things. Everybody's setting their own prices. So certain people want to rob,
yeah,
fight.
But if you're going to buy narcotics, that's your choice, though. Like, if you're going
to
buy narcotics, if you're going to buy, if you want
to
get high, that's your choice.
For you to buy narcotics off of someone, there has to be someone who's supplying narcotics. And someone has to be supplying
okay,
the narcotics
to
that person.
But it's your choice. It's not like they come find you. You go find them. Like, you go find them. That's from like small drugs to big drugs. Like, you always gotta go find your dealer. Your dealer don't be like, yo, shorty, I'm coming over your house and I got the good. Like, no, you be like, hey, can I meet you or can you? Like, you gotta seek out the dealer. So it's like, that's your business. Like, that's
hold
my
on, sorry,
business,
I'm sorry,
not
I'm sorry.
That important.
Who's playing music right now?
I don't even know. That probably was on her.
No, that's not me. I don't listen to that type of music. But,
stop snitching, Kareem. Stop snitching.
I just feel like, you know, I feel like you said, now if I see your daughter and she buying drugs from somebody,
you probably gonna
like
be
the
bad.
Most, like, I'm probably gonna tell you. Like, I'm not gonna go to the cops, but I'm probably gonna be like, yo, the sis, your daughter was just buying drugs over there.
I'm
gonna
whoop her ass.
You know she
slow.
Do that? Like,
she about to catch all these hands of fury. It's over.
Like,
it's
stuff
over.
Like
you
that.
Have
like,
to put some
to
gloves
me,
on and we box it. Because if you're doing cocaine, then your nose could
village.
Take a better blow than this. I'm definitely knocking her out.
Like, to me, that's a village raising a child. Okay? That's not
but you
look to me,
like,
that's a village raising a child.
You can't,
certain things look like family problems from the outside. From the inside, they look like a giant family issue.
I feel like most people's way of stopping people from being addicted to drugs is the wrong way, because you can't stop something by just telling somebody to stop something if you don't know what they're going through and why they're using it. Usually people use drugs for a reason. They want a certain feeling or they want something because of something is bothering them. So you can't just beat the shit out of them. She's going to find somebody else to get drugs from and be low-key next time, and you're not going to know. What you got to do is
still,
you
but
talk
that's still
to
their
her.
Battle.
But for you to snitch on the dealer, you would cut out the whole thing.
No, that don't make sense to me. That don't make sense because, like, all right, as an adult, we have like different things that we're addicted to, even if they're not narcotics. We have different addictions. Like, certain people have addictions, certain people maybe not. But I feel
like
everybody has one thing.
I had that with Spanish pussy.
I'm
you feel me? Like, there you go. Like, I feel like you
hard.
Have. So, it's not. So, you can't say kill all the Spanish coochies. No. You can't kill all the Spanish females. No.
Yeah,
and
if I go out without
can't.
That, I might die.
No. Like, I mean, like, and it is what it is. There you go. So, he's an addict for life. But the thing is that if he feels like he needs to curb his appetite for Spanish coochies, like
never.
If he feels like he needs to get off the Spanish coochies,
never.
Then that's
never.
Something he's going to work for.
Never.
I'm addicted to knowledge.
Pause. Nigga addicted to brain.
No. No. You know what I'm addicted to? I'm addicted to dudes who have dreads and
Well, we appreciate you coming. We appreciate
and
you coming.
And write poetry. And, you know. Anywho. Let me stop playing that now.
We all write poetry and got dreads.
Yo, all right. Thank you so much. This has been your time. Thank you so much. Oh, wow, wow. You know.
Mad funny. We all write poems. We all have dreads.
We all got dreads and all write poems. But we know who she was talking about. But I ain't going to snitch because this is my gang. One guy, two jerks. We're out here. You know what it is. If you want to call in, the number is 516-666-8427. But for right now, I'm going to let it breathe.
Woo! 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 One and a two and a three and a four, then you got to breathe. One and a two and a three and a four, then you got to breathe. Then you got to. Show these niggas can't breathe when I come through. Hum to some shoes, gotta be 20, man. It's not even funny, they can't. The so-called too tight, the left looks too right. You know what, you right, these bitches can't. Look, they hearts racing, they start chasing. But I'm so fast when I blow past that they can't. In the presence of the man, your future look better than your past. If you present with the man, you better. You niggas can't share my air. I walk a mile in the pair I wear. And I'm getting better year by year. Like they say, wine do. Cops couldn't smell me if you brought the canines through. And I pace myself. I know these money hungry bitches wanna chase my wealth. But I keep them on a diet. Embrace their health. Or even keep them on a quiet. And space myself. And just take a deep breath. I got them grabbing their chest, cause it's hurting them to see fabbing his best. And they ain't they worth, they'd rather see me laying a hearse than laying a back. And I ain't just laying a verse, I'm saying the facts. I came back with some sticker stones that got these broke niggas looking at me like they choking on a chicken bone. Every chick I bone can't leave a dick alone, so I know it's one of them every time I flip my phone. Breathe. One and then a two and then a three and then a four, then you gotta breathe. One and then a two and then a three and then a four.
You know what it is, man. There's your boy Fabo Lust with the breathe, man. But now we back at it again. We're back at it again with the white man. Thank you for tuning in.
I just
want to
let y'all know real
quick. WBKLAS. You're listening to One Guy and Two Jerks with Potato and the Fry. Well, today we got a special guest for you. Written in Pain wants to talk to us for a second about gangs.
All right.
I'm scared.
Pause.
Now, what are you about to say?
Pause.
Oh, nah, I was just going to say that if y'all want to get your hip-hop thing on tomorrow at 2 p.m., just call this number. I'll be right here for your hump day hip-hop tomorrow. I'm playing all brand new fire, so you don't want to miss that.
Yeah, let me get my promo out, too. I want to get my promo out, too. I want everybody to know, you know, I got a show this Friday. It's a free show. It's in the East Village, kind of, like Lower East Side. It's on Rivington Street at the Black Cat Cafe at 8 p.m. this Friday. It's absolutely free. I'm going to be telling some inappropriate jokes. It's going to be nice. It's going to be calm. It's real smooth in there. They got beer and wine and coffee and things like that, and nice couches to sit on instead of chairs. It's a real good lounge. It's real laid back. And you can follow me on Instagram at Carlos the Fifth, on SoundCloud, Carlos the Fifth, all on that. Get my promos out there, too, because you feel me? I got to be pro bono. I'm pro bono.
Let me get my promo out also, then, if that's the case. All right, guys, ladies, if you're trying to tune in to the After the Radio Snapchat show, follow me on Snapchat, FREDEEKRUGER. And I can
say
that
again. Say that one more time.
Say
that one more time. It's too fast.
FREDEEKRUGER. Follow that ASAP. And I could help you guys out if you're trying to learn how to lose weight, make smoothies, cook food. You want to even learn how to run. I could teach you everything. Just follow me. I do everything. Everything. I'm like Miss Cleo on there.
Sucking dick, magic, everything. You know everything.
No,
poor. We don't got our promos out. You feel me? I know Kareem is promo anyway.
I'm promoted.
He's promo.
But honestly, guys, like honestly, I feel like snitching, if we still on the topic, I feel like it do have its ups and downs. It does. And honestly,
pause.
After the stuff that y'all told, pause. But after the stuff you guys told me, I've been thinking deeply, pause. But I've been thinking about it. and it is true. Because I've been thinking, like, what if I seen somebody just really abduct a little kid? And the sad part about it is because I heard some girl scream one time, and it was mad dark outside. And my mom be quick to snitch off the rip. Even if people fighting, she be ready to snitch. She had her phone out. And I looked at her like, yo, you about to call the police? And she was like, yeah. And I was just like, damn, son, I was about to snitch early. But then I thought about it. It's like, damn, I could have probably saved somebody's life. You know what I mean? Like, I could have probably helped somebody out, but I'm not going to do it. My whole thing is somebody else is going to snitch, so why do I need to snitch? Somebody else is going to snitch anyway.
Yeah, 1 in 12 black people are active informants.
That's true. My grandmother be snitching. Everybody I be around. You see how you snitch, Rose?
I'm about to kill your grandmother because she be snitching too much, nigga. I got dirt to do. I got dirt to do. I'm about to catch a homie.
Honestly, I feel like snitching.
Wait, this is Taz's
Angels? Snitching is good for the community, but it's bad for the criminals. And that's the only ones who really take it bad. But for Black Lives Matter to change due to people snitching more, I'm not sure 100% on the connection. Because there's some people just don't snitch on anything. If somebody, I'm not even gonna say my job because I don't want to get fired. But say if I was working somewhere else, and somebody came and stuck up the job, but they before they put the ski mask on, they was in the back, and I seen their whole face, and they came and stuck up the job, I'm not gonna snitch.
Yeah, well, why not?
Because they ain't got nothing to do with me. That's not my money.
Yeah, I'm about to post something right now in the event page. This shit is lit. It's 360 degrees of girls twerking. It's a virtual reality twerk video. If you got virtual reality headset, you got to watch this. This shit is fire. This shit is real art right here, son. This shit is five girls in a room twerking 360 degrees.
I saw it.
You can pan.
How many perverts do we have in here?
The only bad thing about that video is that only one of the girls are really good at twerking. The rest of them kind of
the other
like,
girls are
kind of
like smiling and like rubbing
their
bodies.
Yeah, they watch like a twerk video that probably was hosted by someone Caucasian.
I've never understood that. I've never understood why girls think that just rubbing their bodies is sexy. Because to me, you look self-obsessed and you look stupid. You need to be rubbing my body. Stop rubbing your body.
You know what?
Your body is trash.
I feel like I don't understand what's the purpose of watching twerking videos.
What?
Masturbation.
So then why just not watch the full
thing? So you don't like twerking? So you don't like twerking? So we went to the, so next time you come to New York and we go to the strip club. Next time you come to New York and we go to the strip club, you're going to be like, this shit I never understood why.
I went to a strip club before. I didn't really
understand. They twerk in the strip club now?
No, I said I've been to a strip club.
You don't think they twerk in strip clubs?
I haven't been to a strip club in a while. But last time I went to a strip club, twerking wasn't out.
Twerking was out when I
was
a kid. You're lying. Twerking was out by the time I was 6 years old.
No, that was called booty clapping, and it's not really the same thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not really.
Yeah, it is.
Not really.
What's the difference?
Not really.
What is the difference?
I remember girls shaking their ass. I remember when I was like 13 and I was in a psych ward.
Booty clapping.
And this girl was like,
Carlo, first of all,
she started twerking. I didn't know what it was called, but she was doing it. It's the same shit.
That was not twerking.
She was wiggling her ass.
If you watch old,
she was doing the thing where she make her thighs rotate and her butt cheeks be.
That's not twerking. That's not twerking.
Yo, what are you like? What is your definition?
What kind of twerk
definition from where? What?
Well, we had a
caller.
You
watch old Nelly?
Yo, caller, where you go?
You guys are impossible. If you watch an old Nelly video, and if you watch the video from now. You can clearly see a distinction between what they're doing and twerking. You can clearly see a difference.
Developed. That's like saying that if you listen to Curtis Blow and you listen to Eminem,
girls,
you can see a distinction. It's true, but they both rapping.
Pride and morals.
Yeah. And they know how to clean that butthole out properly, so they wasn't busting that thing wide open all the way. They didn't have the butt bleaches and the wipes and the, and everything all fleek.
Yeah, so I was just ready to be wild.
Yo, Ruger, we should go to a strip club next time you come back to New York. Then
I'm telling you, I've been there one time. I wasn't appreciating it. Like, all the girls look sad. Like, they don't really want
to
do that.
Nigga, they supposed to look sad. I'm sad, too. We all sad together. It's kind of like a support group, but with wild butt chicks everywhere. It's more like a locker room. Tell me how my mom dead was like, 2 weeks before my birthday, she was like, all right, you're about to turn 21. You want to go to a strip club with me? And I was like, hell no. Fuck, I look like with an erection next to my mother. Shit is trash. That's not what I said. That's what I thought. I was like, yeah, definitely, we out.
That's awkward. That is awkward.
That's dumb awkward. My mother's supposed to be buying me lap dances and shit. I'm supposed to be grabbing her ass.
One of my friends, for his birthday, his mom had some party. Basically, it was a house party. And then after, like, the cops came, and then they kicked everybody out except for, like, 4 or 6 people. And then they had a stripper for the after party. And his mom was, like, there slapping.
His mom was the stripper?
No, his mom was there watching the girl twerking on him and was slapping the butt and everything. But I was just looking, like, I was, like, at the time, because I was 15 or 16, I was like, that's lit. That's wavy. Plus, his mom looks good. But then I thought, like, if I was in that situation, I would be tight.
You got to understand that parents are people, too. So they just happen to have other people that they gave birth to or that they created.
But that's nasty to be right next to your mom getting a lap dance.
Just because you're 40 or 50 years old don't make you less disgusting than a 20-year-old or a 16-year-old. Like, niggas stay disgusting sometimes, and they have kids, and they still be disgusting people. So niggas don't have kids and be like, you know what, I'm gonna clean my act up. Like, some parents are like that, but some people are like, nigga, I got a kid, that means I'm gonna beat off even more because I don't need none of this sperm. I don't need none of this.
Like, honestly, I feel like any parent that's willing to sit right next to their child in the strip club and everybody's just equally having fun, it's pretty cool. But then you should feel ashamed of yourself after, because that's the same as watching a dirty movie right next to your parents.
I posted this video on Facebook today, son. Every time I click it, it goes up 10 views. This shit is so lit. I got 1,000 views in like 19 hours. It's so lit.
Yeah, you're starting to blow up. I'm about to be glow gang. That's what I'm talking about. Did you tell everybody that's listening to check into your new music video that's out?
Oh, yeah. I want everybody to check into my new music video. It's on Facebook. Facebook got a lot of views. On YouTube, it don't. But it's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. Go to my YouTube page, Carlos Lavizari, or type in Carlos the Fifth. My YouTube page will come up. It's called Niggas by Young God.
That's why you're supposed to post it on YouTube and then put the link from YouTube on Facebook.
No, because Facebook and YouTube are currently at marketing wars, and Facebook has an algorithm that when you put a video on their website, they'll show their video more. But when a YouTube video is posted on their website, their algorithm stops that from being played because they need the ad revenue. So I put one on YouTube and one on Facebook, so that way both websites use both their algorithms to get both my views out. Whereas Facebook is going to shut down all the YouTube views I can get, and I won't get as many views on the video at all. Conjoined. I know what I'm doing. Okay, I'm from the future. I know what's going on.
Mm. Mm.
I'm Thomas Jefferson. Mm. And time is cyclical.
Mm. Mm.
All I'm saying is, after all of that, even though your video is on YouTube, it don't hurt to put the YouTube link on Facebook. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna do that right now. Then I'm gonna put the view. I'm gonna put. If you listen
after
to the radio show,
soliloquy.
Go to the event page. And I'm gonna
Your YouTube page ain't even monetized, Mr. Future.
It is actually monetized. I just didn't monetize this video because I didn't make the beat. But all my other videos
are monetized. I could tell that video ain't monetized, Mr. Algorithm.
Oh, okay. All right. Where your video is at? I'm about to get you.
I got checks from YouTube.
When you get a YouTube check, it don't matter what your video's looking like. Your videos look like they was recorded on a Motorola Razr.
What video?
All of them.
You can't even find a video of mine right now.
I can't because all my shit is upper echelon. What you mean? Talking about. I can't look that low. You feel me? It's like a fat nigga looking for his dick. I can't see it. Too much money in the way. Too much high quality in the way. I can't see it. Where is it? Hello, Waldo. I can't find you.
All right. I'm not sharing your videos anymore. So let's see how many do 1,000 in a day.
Oh my God. You didn't share my video today.
Like 400 of his views is from my followers.
You didn't share my video today.
What are you talking about? I put your video everywhere. What are you talking about?
I'm going right now to your page.
You can go to my page. You can go to my fan page. You can go to groups I'm in. Shorty, you don't know what you're talking about.
It's not on here.
You know, the sad thing is,
I'm scrolling down. May 23rd. I'm scrolling down. May 22nd.
What you talking about? This video that you just dropped?
Today, yeah.
You tagged me in it. When you tag me in it, it goes on my page.
No, I didn't tag you in the video. I tagged you in the comments. When I tagged you in the comments,
you tagged me in the video. What's wrong with you?
I did not. I know I didn't tag you in the video.
Stop getting high. The video's on my page right now.
It isn't on your page. I'm on your page, and it isn't. I didn't tag you in the video on purpose. I wanted you to share.
Yo, you're not on my Written in Pain page.
You don't. What are you talking about? I'm gonna go to your Written in Pain page right now, and don't post that. Don't post it right now while I'm doing it.
I'm not. I don't have
to. I'm going right now. All right. Whatever.
I'm trying to play with you like that. Why are you trying all to right. play with you like that?
Oh, man, this video show is so unprofessional.
You think it's possible that you could share some of my videos too?
No, it depends if you're going to be grateful, man, because my son is ungrateful, B, so I'm good. I seen him crying out for views in my newsfeed. Like, I really want to make 1,000 today. I said, let me help the lad. And now he's kicking about algorithms to me and all that. I never begged for views publicly.
I'm grateful.
I never begged for views. That was pretty whiny. I'm not snitching, though.
It don't matter. I'm still out here. Still out here getting these views, getting these shares, getting these likes. It don't matter. And you're going to keep sharing my videos. And you're going to keep sharing them.
Did you put the video in the event page for this show? Of course not.
No, I didn't do that. Why would I do that?
Yo, you slow, bro. You don't know how to promote for nothing.
He don't. He
like everybody who's on this event page has watched the videos before.
Look, I'm gonna do the event list because I'm not going to New York this Tuesday. You know, last time it was bad time, and I just thought about it. But for next episode, I'm going on the computer right after I make this shrimp, some good rice with some potatoes. You hear me, ladies? If y'all trying to learn how to cook for y'all man, go to my Snapchat, FRED.
Why, you know how to cook.
Pause.
You cook for niggas?
You want to help chicks cook better for their man?
You want to tell niggas if you want to learn how to cook for your girl? Nigga said, if you want to learn how to cook for your man.
But I don't want men on my Snapchat. That's how I know y'all pause. I don't want men
on
my Snapchat.
No, you pause if you only know how to cook meat for niggas.
I'm slight pause. I'm half pause for that comment.
Pause.
But yeah.
I'm you half slow-mo. Pause for my you comment. Slow-mo. You a slow-mo. Yo, this shit is wild, unprofessional, son. We have barely talked about gangs and snitching at all. Let's get back into
we
it again.
We actually did. We did a whole 40 minutes on gangs and snitching.
Yeah. It wasn't enough.
We need to start doing interviews. That's what we should start doing.
I know. We got
interviews.
To have a special guest. I know. Oh, we have a caller on the line right now. 317-645. You are on. Your mic is on. What's going on?
My fault. My hand slipped. No, it's Lewis. What's up?
What's good, Lewis? How you been?
Hey, I've been cool, man. Out here trying to make it, you know, live my dreams and shit.
I feel you.
Living your dreams already from young?
No, nigga, like when I go to sleep and shit, you know.
Oh.
Anyways, my hand did slip, but like you talking about like gangs and like just snitching in general, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like so, as long as we're talking about gangs, right?
Yeah.
So good. Okay. So. What if, like, okay, it's the coldest dude, like, in the gang. Like, he ain't, you know, like, the head honcho or nothing, but, like, he's the nigga who do all the dirt and shit. You have to eat with all your niggas and shit, and then you see this nigga keep stealing this nigga's cheese fries when he going over to talk to a girl, and eventually all cheese fries gone. You going to snitch on him?
Oh.
Hell
that's
yeah, I'm telling.
I'm telling.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me because I think I'm going to come back and smack everybody for eating his cheese fries. And I'm not about that. I'm not about getting smacked with the grip. Pause. I'm not trying to get pistol whipped. It's over.
Yeah, you
he's the coldest nigga in the gang. And if I'm in that gang too, then I'm definitely the craziest nigga in the gang. Or I'm at least the most like chaotic nigga. So if he's the coldest dude, I'm telling. And whoever I'm stitching on is not beating me.
You the coldest nigga. The nigga who say that usually ain't the coldest nigga.
I'm not the coldest. I'm the most crazy. I know the coldest one is the coldest one. Like, he don't got feelings. I got feelings, and I feel them, and sometimes I black out, and I just be stabbing niggas with mad used needles. Like, that's the type of nigga I would be in the game.
Where you gonna just get used needles from? You just gonna have them in your pocket for mad long?
Nigga, I was using them. Fuck you mean?
Hey, what about, homie, OG?
Yeah, what's good?
Yeah, well, what would you do?
I just want to say that you sound like you signed the Cash Money Records.
Oh, my God.
What?
What's that mean?
You just got, like, a Cash Money accent. Like, you just sound like you just, you be
where
with Birdman.
Louis, what state are you from again?
Indiana, but I'm born in Alabama.
All right. No, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's groovy, though. Listen, with me, like I had said earlier, I don't know if you was listening, but to me, snitching is only, I only apply snitching to if you telling on activity that you was part of, and now you cooperating with the police because you got caught doing it. So now you want to be, now you cooperating with the police to help them finish their investigation. To me, that's snitching. If I see somebody, like I said, in certain situations, to me, you just being a human being. If you see a little kid get hit by a car or a woman getting beat up by some dude in the street and you can help, you know, that situation, that's different. I ain't saying go out your way to, like, be a hero. But if somebody say, oh, sir, did you see the car that hit this little girl? I don't think you describing the make of the car is snitching. That's not snitching to me.
That is snitching, because snitching is
that's
telling
snitching.
Regardless.
You're informing.
It's
you're
snitching.
Telling the police. You
yeah,
are an informant. If
it's
you're
always,
an informant, you're snitching. It's slow. It's slow.
I see what he's saying, though. That does make sense. That he's like when he's
everybody
talking about, like,
wants to make a justification for snitching. Everybody wants a justification for snitching. That's why
nobody
people
wants
want
to be a bitch. And if you snitch, you a bitch. I'm fine being a bitch.
That ain't snitching, man.
You gotta be
a dog. If me and you steal a car, and then you let me out at home, and then you take off with the car, and the police catch me, and they say, yo, man, we saw you get out the car. Who was driving it? And I say, oh, Carlos Ruger was driving it. I'm snitching.
But you know,
yeah,
basically,
cause we didn't make sure you didn't
basically,
I'm supposed to look out. You're supposed to make sure you got in your building. When you drop somebody off out your car, you're supposed to look outside the door and make sure they get in their building. If I'm not looking out. You clearly not my nigga. Let me hear Lewis' situation because he's a guest caller, so I want to hear his situation before he
I mean, it's not definitely not gang related, but I got this friend, I ain't gonna say his name. We'll call him Scooter.
Say his
right
name
now.
Anyway.
So Scooter.
If you
I'm
say
call
his name, if you say his name, it'll make it easier for us to understand who you're talking about.
Nah. So we were out to eat and shit, cause like he in the army and whatnot. And, like, you know, like, I grew up with him, and, you know, I did, like, I had anal sex with a girl one time and whatnot.
What? Hold
on.
Crazy stuff.
And, like, we were around family members and all this stuff, and then all the older people are, like they talking about their stories about sex and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I guess I came at the wrong time, because I wanted to get something to drink, and then, like, the whole, like, situation just changed. And then this dude go come and point at me. He's like, oh, yeah, Lewis had sex with a girl in the butt before. Right, Lewis? I'm like, what? I'm like, why are you telling people? Like, he always ends up telling people that story about how I did anal sex with a girl. Like, no matter what he do, he just be telling people.
Was he ashamed of it?
Huh? It's not that I'm ashamed of it. It's like, yo, like, don't be
just you had a lot of shit on your mind?
What? What you mean?
So what happened after that?
Nothing. I just told him, well, quit telling people that. That's all I did. Like,
wait, so what happened? What happened with your family? Wait, so your family didn't question you?
So you was just a guy.
So after that, you just family. You supposed to run down on his sexiest aunt.
On his aunt, bitches, everything.
I do it all.
All his auntie's cousins, everybody.
You supposed to pop off. You supposed to dial back.
You supposed to wink. You supposed to start winking after they said that.
Hell yeah, nigga. I start
winking. What
are you talking about? Nigga, you're not supposed to fall back. You're supposed to fall in.
You're supposed to stand up. You and the family.
I know
after
when
that.
His aunt's got the cake, like it's a wedding tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
and one of them was definitely
to...
looking. After you said that, one of his aunts
like,
was definitely looking.
You need some bitches in the ass? Oh, these young boys is crazy. I gotta fuck me one of these young boys. Lewis, come in here. What he said true? And you're like, nah. You're not supposed to tell people that shit.
Word.
Like, yeah,
you
hell
was supposed,
yeah, you old bitch.
You was supposed, you were supposed to fuck Big Mama in the ass. You were supposed to fuck Big Mama in the ass.
The fuck his mom
in the bathroom. In the bathroom during the family dinner. In the bathroom. You were supposed to ask, who made the grits and cornbread?
I'm fucking you in the
hand. You in the
word. All that. Now you know, Lewis. Now you know. The more you know. All right, Lewis.
You must have went through some shit, though. You must have went through some shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna do one thing. I want you to know one thing about that. I know that shit was not holy.
Lewis, I'm sorry you called in, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I know Lewis.
That's some crazy shit.
When I was working at Davies, a couple kids from this one acting school was working there. Lewis is a really good actor. He's mad funny. He's mad cool kid. He's a cool guy.
The type to remember men.
he's mad cool. I've been to a couple parties with him. He's mad cool. He always turns up. Mad nice, polite kid. Fun. He's mad fun. I'm surprised he really be fucking bitches in the ass out here. I can be honest.
That's some crazy shit.
He aired himself out today. It's low, Lewis.
He should definitely do a collab with Birdman and Young Thug.
Called booty sex.
Yeah. Listen, we got 8 minutes left of the show.
Y'all know what time it is.
Yeah. Let's get
it's
into
time
these
for that,
bars.
It's time for the end of the show freestyle. Feel me? Who gonna kick it off? Payne, you starting this off or not?
Nah.
You not starting
I'll
this
start
off?
It.
All right, fine.
I'll start it off.
All
right, he started.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Yo, if you tell a chick that her vagina smelling, that's telling. Straight bitching, no snitching.
Yo. Your girl, when it come to telling on niggas, she never quitting. So with that daughter, I treat her like Harry Potter and put my ball in her mouth. No snitching.
Some guy was walking down the block. He stabbed the guy. I seen red. I told the guy in blue it was John. That's exactly what I said.
Look. I'll fuck a girl on her period. I don't care how much it drips. If she come in bleeding, I'ma fuck her all evening, and she gonna leave a crip.
Yo, she was the baddest chick on my draft pick. I wanted to take her to a hotel. We fucked in like six. I was days in. She was snitching when I said her pussy smell. Watch the hotel. No snitching.
Oh my god. Yo. Go ahead, Ruger. Eat these niggas.
Hey, Listen, I was walking to the mall with my man, Roland. He was like, yo, dog, how's it going? I was like, yo, these dollars ain't coming. So he said, yo, I'm going to run in, stick the gun in, and then from there, it's something. So I said, all right, cool, let's make a move. Next thing you know, we got stopped by the boys in blue. He ain't know, but I definitely had a clue. No snitching.
Yo. Yo. My nigga was like, yo, Los. Call that girl you know who fucked the most. I said, okay, dope. So I rang up on her. She came close to the squad, waved her white flag. She surrendered. So you know we had to gang up on her.
It was five dudes. We let the one chick hang. She didn't understand what it was when we told her the slang. We said we was a crew called Gang Bang. No snitching.
Yo. Yo. She said she tired of popping bottles. She know I got the dope. So she cracked it open and tilted me into her mouth like a fresh bottle of Coke. I said,
yo.
She come when I do gang signs on her pussy. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh my god.
She come when I do gang signs on her pussy. She said it was cool if me, Shardell, and Tookie both tasted the cookie. Basically.
Yo, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Yo.
Play the track.
Yo.
Take us out.
Yo, nah. I'm not done. Yo. If your girl wear True Religions, she suck dick next to two pigeons. When I started spitting bars, she got wet behind them. No prison. No snitching. I'm going to keep going because y'all don't got bars left. I'm about to go in.
I got you right
she
now.
She saw one guy and gave him two jerks.
Pause.
I said, I said, you playing, yo. So I whipped out my mic and she started talking and spitting on it. No radio.
If your girl listen, just know she a hoe on a mission. Every time I see a crime, she's the main. I mean, every time a crime is done, she's the main one who vision. I keep telling that hoe no snitching, but she still doesn't listen. She be telling on Vardell and how he got a whole lot of coke in the kitchen.
Yo, she was faded. Told me she was never gang related. I opened up her lips, threw the dick in the hip. Made it flip now. When I finished fucking shorty, she tried to walk. I said, yeah, you a crip now.
Yo. Yo. I saw this light-skinned hoe with an attitude. Fucking red bone. Soon as she hit the molly, I left that pussy black and blue. Yo.
So, yo.
Keep going. Let's go. Let's finish this out.
So, yo.
Yo.
Your pops went to work. Me and your dad was missing. bitch, your mom's over on the table, hid it all in the kitchen. Your little sister came out when I was leaving. Listen, I gave a lollipop and said, bitch, no snitching.
Yo, I said, baby, you could shake me like you rattle well. She said the pussy was mine. I said, you love to tattletale. Yo, have a good night, everybody. That was our show.